We started to see that the Gen Z weren't coming in the door like the millennials were. And so we had to just sit back. And what we decided to do was just study the Gen Z. Who are they? What do they like? What do they love? And how do we reach them well?
Hello, I'm Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute, and thanks for joining us on this episode of Straight Talk on Life Issues.
And I'm your co-host, Victor Nieves. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
You know, women facing unexpected pregnancies need immediate information and support. Legal or not, abortion pills are available by mail in every state, and the need to reach out to women on their phones in the moment of decision has never been greater.
And in comes Infinite Worth, a 24-hour nurse chat line that provides love and truth in the moment when women who are considering abortion need it the most.
Yeah, and Victor, these are trained nurses who are answering texts from around the nation with love, concern, and information that'll really make a difference in the lives of these women. They especially try to target Generation Z.
And today we're going to talk to Rachel Owen and Brittany Gilchrist from Infinite Worth. Rachel has over 20 years' experience in pro-life ministries, including everything from volunteering at PRCs to a career as an executive director of several life-affirming pregnancy medical clinics, and is now the CEO of Infinite Worth, the 24/7 national life-affirming nurse chat. We're also joined, like I said, by Brittany Gilchrist. She's a registered nurse, birth educator, advocate, political activist, and storyteller. She is the national nurse manager with Infinite Worth and is an advocate for medical freedom and the sanctity of human life.
So, Rachel and Brittany, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be here.
Thank you for having us, Brad. We're very excited to be here.
Let's start off by having you each briefly tell us what you do. Rachel, let's start with you.
Yeah, I am the CEO of Infinite Worth, which is a 24/7 nurse chat. So we wrap around pregnancy centers with this 24/7 care, especially when pregnancy centers are closed in the evenings and the weekends, where the nurses are able to have a beautiful conversation, a relational conversation with those young women and get them scheduled into the pregnancy center's schedule in off hours. So that's what I do. I love what I do. It's the best thing in the world, wrapping around pregnancy centers and loving those directors and those life-saving teams well.
Brittany?
Yes, I'm a national nurse manager with Infinite Worth, and I have the beautiful privilege and opportunity of loving our nurses. We have our nurses on the chat line that are engaging 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with these precious clients that are chatting in, and we're just growing together in this rescue mission. It really is the Lord's. He has orchestrated this and brought us all together for such a time as this to meet those in their time of need, love them, provide education, support, and get them scheduled, like Rachel mentioned, to those resources.
Rachel, can you describe what the 24/7 nurse chat actually does?
Well, to start off, to back up a little bit, a few years ago, I was a center director for 15 years, and we had really focused on reaching the millennials. And then we started to see that the Gen Z weren't coming in the door like the millennials were. And so we had to just sit back. And what we decided to do was just study the Gen Z. Who are they? What do they like? What do they love? And how do we reach them well? We noticed as we were studying them that they watch 6 hours of 2-minute videos every day. That's how they get their news. That's how they communicate. It's actually, we call it their love language. And they're also communicating on texting, on SMS. That is their number one source of communication. And they don't prefer to talk on the phone, and they struggle with eye-to-eye contact. They struggle with interpersonal relationships a lot because of the advent of the phone, right? They were born with the phone in their hand. I like to say they came out with a phone in their hand. The thing is that we needed to shift. If we wanted to do what Christ has called us to do, which is to go to those that are lost, right? We needed to be where they were at. And that's what came out of this beautiful pro-life movement, came out of the heart and the idea of reaching them well, right, Ken? And that's where the nurse chat came from. So 2 years ago, I got hired to become the CEO of Infinite Worth and want to do this well. I want to have this chat, but I want to do it with nurses. Because you see, Brad, nurses are the most trusted profession for the last 30 years. And this is what these young people want to talk to, right? They actually, CareNet did a study about, I think it's been 4 or 5 years since they did the study, but they did a study on who did a young woman want to talk to before she had an abortion. So they asked lots of people who've had an abortion, who they wanted to talk to before they had that to get the information that they needed, right? And so hands down, they said a medical professional. They didn't say they wanted to talk to an abortionist or an options counselor. They wanted to talk to a medical professional because in their mind, Brad, they think they're having a medical procedure. And so they want answers. The one thing about Gen Z is that they have to have instant response. So the research shows that 70% of the time they will go to your competition if they are not responded to immediately. So that means when they come to your website, if they don't have the ability to talk to you right away or to make an appointment online, they will go to your competition, which is Chatbot Charlie. Chatbot Charlie is on Planned Parenthood. I don't know what sex it is. It's just Charlie. So, you know, I think that's on purpose. And then secondly, that chatbot will schedule them an appointment at an abortion clinic right there. It will also ship them an abortion pill within 24 hours of them requesting. And so we have got to, in the pro-life movement, be there in the moment they are searching in the middle of the night. One thing that we found, Brad, is that 60% of the conversations we have are after hours, after the pregnancy centers are closed. So we're texting with these young women and they're having this conversation with this young girl that has the abortion pill in her hand. And as she has this abortion pill in her hand, she has questions. So she is not calling the center, but she has questions. And so then she comes across that center's website. She sees a little widget on the bottom that says, chat with a nurse if you have questions about abortion or anything, right? And so then she clicks on that and immediately she's responded within 89 seconds. Our nurses are right there for her at 3 a.m. any time of the day, and they are answering her questions. And the thing is that these young women don't have any desire to come into the center. They've already made their decision to have that abortion, but our nurses are so good. Actually, 42% of the time, they are able to educate to the appointment. That means that they are telling these precious women and educating them, sending them 2-minute videos. We have over 200 2-minute videos that explain everything you could think of about an unplanned pregnancy, right? And so they're sending in the videos, they're educating them, they're chatting with them, and they're getting those appointments at 3 a.m. for that young girl to come into that center the next day. So that is what's so beautiful. We call it the bonus client because these are clients who had no intention of coming into the center, but they are now see the value in a very relational way. And I just saw our no-show rates are over 22% no-show rate. So meaning we have over 70% of show rates once they've talked with these precious nurses.
Wow. Wow. That makes a difference.
Rachel, I'd like to ask you if you could describe what the 24/7 nurse chat provided by Infinite looks like. You've gone into detail on that a little bit, but when someone reaches out to you, what is that like for them in that moment?
Yeah, well, they get that instant response, right? That is so critical. That they need. And it actually, when you respond to them right away, it shows that you care, right? It's a big deal. The average pregnancy center isn't able to provide that because of staff, right? It's a staffing issue and it's a funding issue. So one of the things that we've been able to do with this nurse chat is not only do they get to click on that little widget, we actually put the widget on the center that we partner with. So we partner with centers. We put this cute little pop-up that comes up that has a pretty little face of a nurse and the nurse and a little bubble that says, hey, chat with us, click here. And then when they click on there, they get an instant response on their SMS. So it goes straight to their phone. So it's saved on their phone. They actually come back and chat with us again a week later or 2 weeks later. And so it's right there where they normally communicate. As you guys know, SMS is critical with communicating with this generation because if they have to download an app, they're not going to do that. If they have to to, you know, go into another program, they're not going to do that. So that is why it's important that it goes directly to SMS. So we've built it that way for their convenience and also inconvenience of communication. And it goes straight to their phone. The great thing is we can send them information and it's on their phone. And so they can keep it private. It's not a piece of paper, right? So this is where it really fits this generation. So it looks and speaks to them, like we said, in their love language, in their language.
You've given us a stat or two, like you get a 70% show up right after you've engaged with them. What are some of the other compelling statistics that you can share with us?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really stands out to me is that after hour, so I gave that stat of 60% of our chats are after the centers are closed, even though we're answering those chats during the center's hours, they're open also because sometimes they don't have the staff to provide for that also. So we're there as an extension of that center. We actually become part of who they are. It's like having a subcontractor, right? And so we come alongside of them, wrap around them and provide them the support they need to do well. But one of the stats that stands out to me that's so incredible is as the evening goes on, so after 4 o'clock, the abortion determined rate of those chats goes up. Mm-hmm. So they're more abortion determined, the percentage, as the evening rolls on until like 3 a.m. So at midnight, we're getting a lot of young girls who are, you know, the classic example is, you know, a mom who has, you know, maybe an unplanned pregnancy. She doesn't have time during the day to think about it because she's getting the kids dinner and she's working and she's putting the kids to bed. After she puts the kids to bed, guess what happens? Her brain is running 100 miles an hour. She can't think. And she's like, she just has a minute to breathe. And she's like, I got to figure out what I'm going to do about this. So she gets online to order a pill, right? And if that pregnancy center is doing good advertising and they're out, they've got their website out there, then they're able to see and get to that website and pick up that nurse chat and connect with us. That to me is powerful that we're there in those night hours being that beacon of hope.
Well, it's remarkable in the ways that you have used technology to reach out to this next generation. It just, obviously we know that needs to be done, but to hear the specifics is something else. Brittany, did you want to add anything to those stats?
I've been able to be with Infinite Worth from the beginning, and it's been so sweet to be able to work those nights and just to echo what Rachel had said about those sweet ones in the middle of the night. You know, the Lord gave me a sweet image of, you know, Jesus with a lantern looking for that one. He leaves the 99 to find the one. And our night nurses are, we call them, you know, our night owls. They're amazing. And they have these sweet conversations with these girls that are in fight or flight. They're reactive. They're freaking out. They're like, Rachel said, what am I going to do? And so they get to love them, calm them down. It's okay to take a deep breath. You're not alone. We're here for you. And the conversations that I've personally been able to just to engage with is, it will, you know, stick with me forever. It's so precious to see that they just want someone to listen to them, to love them. And they've never been told, you can do this. You're not alone. You know, you are valuable and you are loved. So it's shifting cultures and impacting spheres as well as individual lives.
What I'd like both of you to do is share two or three stories that stand out in your mind as far as what you've been able to accomplish with Infinite Worth. Rachel?
Yeah, this is my favorite. I love telling this one particular story. Is actually the first baby that was ever saved through Infinite Worth. So this was a couple years ago when we were just getting off of the ground and we had three centers that were our guinea pigs. And this happened to be at one little center that I helped start. And so this was a center who also the nurse that worked in the center was also working on our chat line. And so she happened to be on the chat line that night and she was talking to a young mom who had three beautiful babies at home. She had just lost her husband and she was living in the basement of her grandparents' home. And she thought she met Mr. Wright, right? The guy that was going to wrap around her, protect her, love her, be that nurture, provider, protector that God calls men to be. And she found herself in an unplanned pregnancy. And he turned out to not be that protector. right? He was forcing her to have an abortion. And she is literally, it was 3 a.m. It was on the chat line. She had the abortion pill in her hand. And this is really classic. We have seen this. This is a very high percentage of the girls that we talked to. And we've already kind of explained this, but this was real life, you know, and she's texting in with our nurse. The nurse says, hey, you may not even be pregnant if you haven't taken a pregnancy test, but how we really tell if you're pregnant is through either a physician's exam or an ultrasound. So I can get you in for an ultrasound at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can come on in and we'll just do an ultrasound. So if you are having second thoughts right now, just hold on. Hold on. You don't have to take that pill right now. Just come on in tomorrow morning. So of course she got the kids to school and she came into the center and she saw that beautiful baby on the ultrasound. And she said, I love children. I don't know what I was thinking. So then she goes back home. And then that night, I think it was around midnight. I'm not sure exactly the time on that second one, but she comes back home. She tells her boyfriend, hey, I'm going to keep this child because I don't want to do this. This isn't right with my heart, right? And she was also a believer. It was heart-wrenching, right? And so she gets back there and he starts pressuring her. He actually started to force her to take those pills. So what does she do at midnight? She gets back on the chat line because it was in her SMS, right? It was right there on her phone. She gets back, starts chatting with the nurse again. And the nurse says, hey, that's illegal. He cannot force you to do that if that is not something you want to do. And what that nurse did that second night was give her the courage to stand up against him. And of course, she had a beautiful baby.
So that's one of my favorite stories. Perhaps the most important advocate for that child and mother at the time. Yeah.
Amen.
Brittany?
We have so many clients, like she mentioned, that just feel like there's no other option. There's, you know, they've reached the end and they're just desperate. I took this, I didn't mean to. And those are probably some of my favorite because that redemption, you know, they know that there is hope. And so connecting them, there's been one after the other, after the other. But and one story really stands out and is still sticking with us nurse managers to this day was a precious, barely 18-year-old who reached out from Florida and she was sent to South Carolina for an abortion, somehow found our chat line and was Googling. And one of our precious nurses intercepted, gave her information, and she canceled that Planned Parenthood appointment the next day. But from there, we found just from having a relationship with her, our nurse, she talked to her 2 hours on the phone, and she was in a position of ending her life. And so she was able to love her, to give her hope. And she, through that, we also found out she was in an abusive relationship with her mom's boyfriend. And her mom didn't believe her. It's a very long, you know, detailed story, but she found so much comfort and trust in us that she shared with us as we walked her through that process of telling her mom, confronting her mom's boyfriend. And it didn't turn out as we thought in the beginning, but we continued to support her, continued to reach out to her as she, you know, connected with us. And all that to say, she got to safety. We encouraged her. She got away from her abuser. She was with a safe family in a whole other state. And that was several months ago. And you know, Brad, she just reached out on our chat line and a couple weeks ago and said, I'm looking for one of our nurses. And this nurse jumped on with her. And we found out that she was safe, that she thanked her for saving her life. I mean, these are the heavy, heavy situations that we're dealing with, you know, from the mom that's overwhelmed and needs some financial support, you know, to love her and connect her, to those that are in these really safety critical situations. Another one that just was so precious recent was the day after Christmas. She had reached out, a young girl, and had an appointment for an abortion the very next day. And so we were able, our nurses were able to educate her, really share with her the importance of verifying that pregnancy, getting that ultrasound, you know, getting her questions answered. So she did cancel that abortion appointment. Her boyfriend came in with her. They had a 7-month twins, but knowing that they are not alone, that there's material support, there's education, you know, so that's another beautiful recent story. And to be honest, we're seeing those mostly daily or every other day. Yes, with our nurses called success stories.
Yeah, meeting it head on is a great way to put it. Now, we love stories. So if there's another one, either one of you want to tell, we'll make time for that.
Yeah, I do have one more. I do have a really precious one. This was early in the beginning, and we do get a lot of homeless that will come through, and we're trying to find homes for these young women. And so I'll never forget this one. It was a precious girl who was pretty far along in her pregnancy, and she was living out of her car. She had lost the father of the baby. And so, and we're pretty sure that there was drug use involved, right? And so but she was living in her car. And she was texting with the nurse, and she's like, I don't want to go to a pregnancy center. I don't want anything to do with pregnancy center. All I want is an abortion. And the nurse said, you know, we don't refer or perform abortions. That's not what we do. But if you need anything, we're here for you. And so can I check in with you tomorrow, right? Because the nurse knew she was homeless. And so the nurse checked in with her the next day, but the nurse went loaded with resources. She said, hey, I found you a place. I found you a place to have lunch today. I just want you to have a good meal today. And so she found her place. And so she went to go have lunch at that place. And then before the nurse ended that texting during that day, she said, hey, can I text you tomorrow to see how you're doing? I just want to check in with you to see how you're doing. The nurse did that for 2 weeks. This young woman was living in her car, and the nurse checked in with her every day. And what happened was we ended up getting her connected. The whole time we were working with the pregnancy center nearby, but she was actually out of an area that we didn't have any pregnancy centers we were connected with, which is percentage. I would say about 20% of the clients, wouldn't you say, Brittany, are in that area. They're not near a pregnancy center we're connected with. And so we just work our resources and they work their little magic. But this girl then got into a maternity home and kept that baby. So after 2 weeks of just loving her well, finding her places to eat, finding her places to take a shower, just loving her basic needs at that moment, that nurse just saved that woman's life and that child's life.
Well, to that I say, take that biased media who claim that all pro-lifers do is get the baby born and then neglect the women and children. This is just amazing to the lengths that you and others go to for the welfare of mothers and babies who will give you nothing in return. It nothing. Is just remarkable. And that's the love of God. That's being his hands and feet. And that is absolutely marvelous. Thank you for the stories.
Oh, you're welcome. We love to share God's goodness.
Brittany, what would you say to a woman who was considering abortion if she was listening to this program?
First, we would want to help her walk around, you know, that decision. And that's part of what we do, is just to listen to her, is to provide that therapeutic communication, active listening. And the first thing is, we're here for you. I'm here for you. Can you tell me what's going on? You know, how are you feeling? We would ask her, you know, have you verified your pregnancy? Have you had a positive pregnancy test? And kind of walk around those really critical questions that need to be asked, you know, asking LMP, asking her what her situation is like, you know, what puts you in this position where you feel like this is your next choice. And that is really important, to listen to where she's at and then provide that reassurance, you know, empathy, letting her, I'm so sorry you're going through this. You're not alone. There's support, there are resources for you, and we're here to help you. So if we can connect you to those resources, there are people that want to listen to you, ask, you know, answer all the questions you might have, and to really verify that pregnancy and make sure that it is a viable pregnancy. So providing education to her, letting her know that there are resources, but also from a medical standpoint, you know, we care about her overall health and well-being. So we want to make sure that she is informed and has those questions answered that she has, so she can make a true informed decision.
Well, thank you both for taking time out of your day and sharing what is an amazing project of Infinite Worth. We're so glad you're out there doing that. It's such an important task.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. We're all in this together.
Victor, I was amazed at how they are using technology in very intentional ways to target very specific women in their time of need. It's just been remarkable to hear the specifics of what they're doing.
That's right. And I don't think we can stress enough the importance of staying on top of it, to see their work, to hear the stories that they told of changing people's lives, saving the unborn. This wouldn't be possible if it weren't for their dedicated efforts to staying on top of that, the technology and the change, because As they mentioned, reaching young people in that moment, that exact moment that they need it most, is so amazing.
And they do it with love. I mean, they just kind of oozed love. It was very apparent that they deeply care about these women, and if they have born children, them too. And they certainly have wrapped their spiritual arms around those babies and tucked away in the womb.
Yeah, there's no question that they are doing the Lord's work, and it's such a wonderful thing to see. I want to encourage you, our listener, to go to our website, lifeissues.org. There you can find more information on Infinite Worth. You'll also find more information on pregnancy resource centers and the wonderful work of all of the people who are working tirelessly to protect those babies. Again, you can find that information at lifeissues.org, and be sure to tune in next week for another Straight Talk on Life Issues.